your number? 21. All in favor, call in question. Doesn't matter if they're not in here for their vote. All right, we're calling the question. All those in favor of conference approving this flyer? Where's the counters?
Mutiny.
Four. How many against? How many abstaining? Two. Seeing that there's no minority here, the motion is passed.
All right.
And now that somebody's reminded me of that word, this is going world, I completely forgot about it. The vote was 48 for the conference approving this piece of literature, none opposed, and two abstentions.
So thank you very much, everybody. Before I move on, I really, really appreciate this. Jim, to ready, set, go. Again, I explained this yesterday. This is the first of what's going to be a couple of different projects coming in the next few years to give people simpler tools and information to work with in their first year in recovery, although Ready, Set, Go has many other applications. It's been tested and tried. Dave S. and Mary Jo explained it yesterday. It's been, you know, in workshop settings, both 4 consecutive days or 1 7-hour day. There are meetings built around this and actually a teleconference meeting. Basically, the motion is to seek conference approval for Ready, Set, Go as a new piece of ACA literature.
Moved by Charlie, seconded by Mary Jo. I get some names. Now we'll go to the question. And you're about ready to talk, and we don't know what your number is.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm Jim from Florida 176, and I never got my my thingy. Sorry.
Oh.
I'm bad boy. Bad boy.
Okay.
I'm supportive of literature, which helps recovery and gives workshops and things. Gives material for people to help spread the word of recovery. I'm not in favor of making this conference approve literature. I think it could be shared on our website in a best practices area, but making a conference approved, I think, would mean you all read it and looked at it. I don't think that's really been possible. I looked at it and I saw something in it that I didn't like, and it took a lot of effort to get it out. I don't know what else is in there. I haven't read the whole thing, so I don't know what the rush is to make a conference approved. What the difference of having a conference approved versus making it available to people. I'm all for making it available. I'm not in favor of having it conference approved. Thank you.
Good. Good point.
47.
If I could just ask Friendly if we can have explain what Ready, Set, Go means, because there's a lot of listeners who doesn't know what that means.
I was trying, and I apologize, I may have been overly brief because I was trying to repeat yesterday's presentation. Ready, Set, Go was initially launched in the 2012-2013 range by folks in the Midwest, primarily Illinois and Wisconsin. The goal was to do something similar in ACA that many ACA AA groups are familiar with. There's a program there called Back to Basics. It's essentially boiling down and then allowing it to be presented in a facilitated workshop manner where you read portions of the Big Red Book. And most of Ready, Set, Go is excerpts from the Big Red Book. but with questions from a facilitator leading the group to help people get a quick understanding of the steps. The goal is, at a very critical time, I think we all know many people leave ACA in their first year, to give them an orientation on the basics and the hope to keep moving forward. It's actually been presented to thousands of people. Dave S., who spoke yesterday, has personally led, I think he said, 13 or 15 working groups. And so the advantage of making conference approved, first off, right now, this has been informally circulated for years. It's got all kinds of excerpts from the Big Red Book, and I think it's more appropriate for us to bring it under our umbrella. Secondly, it allows us to, for not a huge fee, but basically to put it on as a for sale product. But I think basically it also, it gives users who are deciding whether to consider this approach or not, recognition that the conference believes this is one very effective avenue for people to get introduced to ACA and hopefully have a take root. So those would be the advantages.
David, 349. I definitely am taking exception to the fact that dysfunctional families are eliminated. We seem to be...
Your question is a good one. This comes back to what...
I'm still talking.
We would be adding that in.
Pardon?
We'll be adding that back in. I just want
okay,
to
where will you be adding it?
The thing I also want to explain, because it came back to Jim's point, we begin a four-month process of fellowship review. This one, they presented this package late in the game. We've been working with them for a year and a half. We decided to move it forward this year rather than wait a year. But absolutely, there will be consistency. I suspect there's going to be significant revision on the print on this cover to make it consistent with our standard delivery. But I do apologize for confusion on that.
Yeah, well, you're still asking us to approve something that still needs... How do we know that we're going to get that dysfunctional family up there in those big, bold letters? That's my concern, is that we're missing the dysfunctional family when I see adult children of alcohol.
It's a rough draft.
34.
Region 2. I'm hearing a common theme lately. And I know when I came into program, I didn't trust even me. And so when our very hardworking literature people say they're going to make sure that all of our things are dotted on, and checked, that's true. What I wanted to say originally was that the color, this isn't in color here, but it's pretty. And I know that this document still needs a lot of work, but I agree with Charlie that we need to bring it in to WSO, into the literature committee, because we have a lot of people who can actually work on it and get it in, consistent and easily read and usable. I have read the whole thing. And I think it does need that kind of organization and things that might make it easier to understand. But I think it's very, very important, and I, in fact, want to start using it. We want to have a workshop using it, because I didn't know anything about this before. So I'm for it. Anyway, thanks.
Dave S., Wisconsin 112. I've put this on, quite a bit in the last couple of years, participated in it and facilitated it. And the document today, I read it, this morning, because I've been putting on the, I would call it version 1.0, and I'll call this 2.0, is vastly different, and I think vastly improved. And I think I would certainly welcome this going into the bright light of vetting that it'll get with this vote, because we need the input of the whole field. I think it's a tremendously valuable document. I also participate quite a bit in Back to Basics and AA, and that's why I have so much faith and my personal experience is every time I do this, I'm changed. I can't go through the steps and not be different at the end. That's my experience. And that's part of my drive to putting this on. It's for my recovery. You know, I've traveled cross country with this. And so, you know, I'd like to share the wealth, but also I think it's a tremendous tool for both an introduction to the steps and the language and the concepts of ACA. I've seen people with it being their very first exposure to ACA, and they're sticking around going to meetings, you know. And So anyway, I'm preaching to my choir here. I'll pass.
I'm Robert CA 988, and I'm 15. So I'm going to abstain from voting on this because I think anything that works, that seems to be working, I think, here's my concern. At my stage of recovery, the number one issue for me looking back is being traumatized. And in my view, in my experience actually, is that we are uniquely different than any other 12-step program on the planet. For two reasons. One is that we actually call out trauma, and that we're also in a position in this fellowship to actually vocally own and transform our victimhood. I was victimized as a child. I was a legitimate victim. And this program is the place where I actually got to get clear on that and transform that. So I guess what I want to say is that what works in AA may not work here. I mean, in my experience, what I would say is that, and it took me 18 months to be able to say it this way, when I apply AA medicine to ACA wounds, it made mine worse. Just my experience. So the thing I would say is that I'm uncomfortable with it because it presents to a newcomer it's just being traumatized, and when I get into my trauma, it becomes very confusing. The basic nature of my trauma is I became confused amongst many other things. So I guess I'm uncomfortable with the fact that we may be giving false expectations to a recovery process that goes very, very deep. I'm very for the literature because anything that introduces people into our rooms, you know, but I would say that, I got you, just a second, is I would go with Jim's idea is to make it available on the website and let it go a little bit longer.
I think Mary Jo's next. And then
I was standing
over.
In a longer line. I have, I think, 3 points. First of all, there's no resemblance to Back to Basics on this. It was only that was a program that it was modeled after, but there's nothing in it that speaks to anything remotely attributable to AA. This is completely ACA. Second point is that almost all the material that's in here is copyrighted in the Big Red Book. To allow it to be downloaded free means we're allowing pieces of Big Red Book to be downloaded free, and that's copyrighted, and we guard against doing that all the time. So that's concerning to me. The third point, and it was very important. go ahead, I'll think of my third point.
Okay. Denise, Alaska 27. I guess I have 2 points. One is any concerns. I'm on the literature committee, and in the short time I've been on there, I've been so impressed with the thoughtfulness and the consideration of every part of it. So, I mean, I can tell you that there's a lot of love and pain and experience going into that. So I trust, you know, I'm a lowly member of that, but they're doing an incredible work for us. What I came up to say is, being in Alaska, we're real far away from y'all, and we don't have retreats. We don't have we've just had two groups, and it's a lot for me to get up. I mean, the fact that I have enough recovery, that I'm standing here and I'm talking to you all, is recovery. Because when I started, everybody said, speak up, we can't hear you. Now I can't shut up. I've found my voice. But I'm still really intimidated. I'm still really intimidated to put on a retreat or a workshop to have this tool that I can hold on to. I can do that. Okay, I feel confident enough to have a tool. It's like, okay, I know what I'm doing. I have a structure. And I do find that I think we lose a lot of newcomers because, man, you know, the beginning of that big red book is, oh, my God. You know, we used to tease of don't give newcomers the big red book until they've come back at least a couple months. It's too much. So, oh, time's up. No, yes. So thank you.
Okay. Okay, I remembered my third point real quickly. All of the larger pieces of literature, excuse me, that we have, that's the Big Red Book, the workbook, the meditation book, and the Laundry List workbook, were presented in a format, were presented to the ABC without people having the opportunity to read the whole thing, because especially in the case of the Big Red Book, it was impossible. Because they were also still being worked on, and they will still be worked on. So I just wanted to say that to the point of not being able to read the whole thing, that is not uncommon. And so there you go. Thank you.
Okay, before anybody else speaks, are you all in favor of this book when you're talking, or are you against it? Because so far everybody's... We're going to start repeating now. You know what
question.
I mean?
I have a question too.
Okay.
Hi, Vera B, California. I worry that the things we're seeing here, we don't see the whole thing. I'd like to see the packet. It says there's information sheets, there's questionnaires, there's... I don't know what that is. I don't know what the content is, and so I could not, I don't feel that I could conference approve this.
Hey.
I'm Renee, CA1170. My question is, this is kind of reminiscent of last year's convention with Tony A's 12 Steps and his work, his laundry list book, and I just wondered, are there copyrights other than ACA literature associated with this document, and if so, do we have permission to do that, to use it?
Charlie?
Yes, we actually, with one exception that Jim referenced, there was a illustration we took out. We have full copyright releases from all of the authors. Again, to clarify, I'm going to say 70% of the text is actually just from the Big Red Book. It's our literature. And then there's facilitator guides and questions and that sort of thing, which is written by the author's team. They have worked actually very tirelessly since I talked to them originally in 2016 to rewrite the book to make it user-friendly, and they have all released their copyrights to us.
Thanks, Charlie.
I'm Dick. I'm from Iowa, 029. Our group, we have a group where I come from that actually has used this in their meetings, and it worked really well for us. Now, since I don't know if it's the exact form that we're looking at here, because we saw it when it was in its experimental stages, but I thought it was a really valid thing for groups to do, and it's quite simplified compared to whipping out a red book. So people tended to like that. So I just wanted to say that even though it might not be exactly what they're showing here, in principle, this thing worked really, really well for us. The other thing I'd like to add is the idea that some of this is just having a little faith in the people that are taking care of this for us. And I really trust them on this matter. Thanks.
Greg.
Thank you.
Greg, Texas 131, number 18. I'm on the fence on this, honestly, because one, I don't
want to belabor the references to the AA program, but the AA program is not owned by Alcoholics Anonymous. It is separate. Secondly, this thing, my concern is our book for doing the steps is the yellow workbook. All right. Yeah. It is already conference approved. Now, this may do a lot of the same work, and I haven't seen this new version. I've looked at the old version, and I haven't worked it. However, I think that it's okay to publish this as an additional resource, as long as we're really clear that our program for working the steps is captured in the yellow workbook. If we're not going to do that, then that sounds like we need a replacement for the yellow workbook. Thank you.
Yeah, Christian New York, Paddle 14. I have a procedural request. All the proposals were asked to be submitted in writing, and I find I've learned about the benefit of precision versus vagueness in another fellowship, and for the sake of precision, I'd like to know exactly to the word what I'm voting on. And could you please write it up and have it projected? It takes 1 minute to do it. Are we considering this as a new literature? Are we approving it? So please, could you write it up?
What more do you...
I'm Beryl, 1064. Sorry, 43. I just want to explain my experience was that I identified with the laundry list traits, and that's what grabbed me. But all the literature was quite overwhelming, and how I was going to achieve getting to the recovery flip side of the laundry list was a bit overwhelming. And so I think something that provides a concise overview of the steps is an excellent introduction and clarification of what I'm doing in the fellowship. And also I think, for example, we were going to have a retreat and we were using back-to-back the 12-step, the yellow workbook, we might not be able to cover everything, but if we have a 7-hour workshop, we would get a much more... a substantial idea of the steps.
Talk about the weekly.
Thanks.
I'm trying to remember. Did you already speak on this?
No.
This one? Okay.
Lennox, CA031. Yes. In principle, the quality goes in before the stamp goes on. What we have in ACA is the quality. Our big red book stands all the tests. What the literature workers committee has done is commendable, tremendous. I really love this book. I haven't read it, first time it's been presented, but the concept and what it's based on is solid. But there's no rush to have conference approved. Let it circulate. Let us use it, see what it is. And then we can say it's tried and proven and tested. Now we need conference approved because it's no need to rush into give it conference approved when something could backfire. Thank you.
Esau, California. I just want to speak to the faith that I have in the literature committee in putting this together. I love the Big Red Book. I love the wisdom woven through the Big Red Book, the Yellow Meditation Book, the 12-Step Working Guide, and the Laundry List Workbook. And I am fortunate enough to be on the committee to write the new Loving Parent Workbook as well. And I'm new to it, and I'm witness to the hard work of the people, the devotion, the compassion, and the love for this program that they have, including my own. And if that's what's invested in what we're proposing, I have total faith that we're in the right direction and that what we're going to be putting in the hands of our fellowship to find more healing and to attract more people to heal. I have complete faith, and I just want us to keep in mind that it's us. We're the ones that are creating this based off of the wisdom that's been put before us, which is the Big Red Book, the meditation book. So just want to keep that in mind.
Bill.
Bill, FL-158. The committee process in WSO is very detailed and thorough. The committees bring recommendations to the board or to the conference, and they've done their homework. And I know Charlie and his team have done their homework on this. The thing that bothers me is, by delaying this, are we jeopardizing our copyright on the Big Red Book by releasing a publication that's not copyrighted, conference approved, copyrighted, into the public domain that gives the fair use of our literature will other people. We don't need to release anything that's part of our books without it being copyrighted. And you know, if it's conference approved, that's a step toward copywriting, that we can release it without it having that. What are we saying? We're saying that this conference approves of that book, not verbatim, every dot, semicolon, everything, but that they approve of that, and the literature committee can redefine it and submit it to the board for final approval. The board is not going to approve something that's got other fellowship copyrights in it, or that's got outside organizations or outside issues. It's got that in there. The board's not going to approve that. So what we're doing is giving Charlie and the committee a green light by stamping this book and saying, let's put it on the publication and get it out there into the hands of people that go to Denise's two meetings in Alaska, because she's willing to start a workshop and have this. I mean, what are we doing here? Let's get this out there so people can have these workshops and get exposed to ACA. Thank you.
Jim.
Hi, Jim R., Brooklyn, New York. I have to take a little responsibility in this issue being on the floor. In Delray Beach, my first experience with WSO at the conference, when I opened the binder to new literature, thank you. When I opened the binder to the new literature section, there was nothing. There was zero. So a year had passed by and nothing was produced. When I went to San Diego and I opened the section on new literature, there was zero, nothing. So in 2 years, nothing had been produced. When I talked to Charlie this year, maybe a month ago, maybe a little longer, I said, hey, Charlie, new literature, what have we got? He said, we have a trifold. I said, wow, 3 years, we have a trifold. That's great. What about the other things I've heard of, the little Big Red Book, the Ready, Set, Go? He said, well, it's not really ready. I said, why? Let's just put it out there. There's a process. Are we going to go 4 years without anything? I mean, it's embarrassing. And especially that this body, not an hour ago, said, yeah, we want to beam this across the globe so that everyone can participate. And yet, we are afraid to review some literature that we're thinking about producing. I don't get it.
Okay. Mary Jo, you've already spoke. Number 11.
Jeannie, Florida 170. I'd like to ask if we could perhaps end discussion and take a vote. Is that possible?
Is there a seconder?
Point of order. I was asked, and I appreciate the suggestion, to write down the motion as others had, and there's a new version on the screen. I'd like to just quickly read it so people will know exactly what you're voting on. That the delegates declare Ready, Set, Go to be conference-approved literature, beginning a 4 to 6 month process of fellowship review and resulting revisions. Conference-approved actually begins a process where it's on the website. Every member, every meeting has the opportunity to read it, comment on it, and begin a process. And as far as it being tested, actually no piece of ACA literature has been more tested in 4 years, and it's already literally helped thousands of people. So
yeah, okay.
Enough. Okay, a little commentary, but that is the motion.
Okay. We are voting on moving the question. All those in favor of moving the question? I'm going to say unanimous. Any opposed? Any abstentions? One abstention. Two abstentions. I caught that, Jim.
Point of order, if there was a motion on the floor and it was seconded and that's what you've all been discussing, and the question was called and we're supposed to have a vote, but not on the new motion, or not if the motion's been changed. Okay, if you wrote it down this page, it was, then that's fine. I was under the impression there was a change in it. Sorry. Okay.
Good. All right, the motion is that the delegates declare ready, set, go to be conference-approved literature, beginning a 4 to 6 month process of fellowship review and resulting revisions. All those in favor? Where are my counters? 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 45, 4. How many against? 3. How many abstentions? So the vote is 45-4, 2 against, and 2 abstentions. Okay. All right. You guys are keeping me from very important business here. So the vote is, how many against the motion? 2, that's what I thought. Okay, and there was 2 abstentions. 45 for the motion. Anybody that voted in the minority wish to say anything to change the vote? Now I'm getting confused again.
Okay. David, 349. It seems putting the cart before the horse. I don't know. A rust of judgment seems to enter my mind here when obviously we could put this out there and then approve it. Approved literature is like an organic label on things. You can't really take that too loosely and start approving literature that is going to be not. I haven't seen it. Maybe people have seen it and they think it's okay, but I don't think the bulk of the program has seen this new literature, and I don't understand why we can't circulate it